We continue 10 lines down from the top on Daf Nun Aleph Omen Aleph. We have been discussing the machlokas of Ke'en Pnim or Ke'en Zvicha, that when you shecht something, make an offering to an Avodah Zarah, are you Chayev Misa if it's only Ke'en Pnim, meaning that you do it exactly the way that it was done similarly in the Beis HaMikdash, or it was Derech Bekach, or Ke'en Zvicha, or do we even say that this is the way that it's similar to an act of Shechita, similar to an act of Zvicha, and therefore you would also be Chayamisa as well. We seem to end off the Gemara saying we only go Ke'en Pnim and not Ke'en Zvicha, so we're being a little more makel, but as we continue this Gemara, it appears that we have fallen off of Ke'en Pnim, and we actually take the stricter route, and we follow Ke'en Zvicha. But here the discussion that we're going to begin does not revolve around whether the person is Chayav Misa, as much as we discuss the status of the item which you used for the Avodah Zarah. So the Tikrovus. So now the Gemara begins. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravu, Amrav, Avodas Kochavim, She'ovdenosa Bemakal. An idolater who serves the idol with a staff. Shever makal b'fanei chayav. If he breaks the staff in front of the idol, he's chayav misa. Why? Like we said last time on Nunamud Beis, in the same statement, a similar statement made by Rav, because there it's kein zvicha. It's similar to the way that you shecht an animal. That's you breaking the staff. It's similar to shechting an animal, and therefore chayav misa. But not only that, v'ne'eseres, we add on here, that the staff also becomes asur b'hana. It's tikrobes avodah zarah. Zarak maka lefaneha. However, if you throw the staff in front of the idol, chayav, he is chayav misa, ve'ena neseres, but the staff does not become prohibited from benefit. So the first question we have to ask ourselves is, Rav said on the previous daf, that if you throw the staff in front of the Avodah Zarah, you're not Chayav Misa. So how can he say over here you are Chayav Misa? So Rashi explains, because we're talking about a situation where the manner of serving this particular idol was by throwing the staff in front of it, that's why you'd be Chayav Misa. However, nevertheless, even though it's the derech to serve it this way, the staff does not become Asur B'Hana'ah. So the question is why? Amrali Rav Rav Nachman. Rav says to Rav Nachman, Maishna Shever Dahavi La Kein Zvicha Zerak Nami Have Kein Zrika. Throwing the staff is similar to Zrikas Hadam, and that's similar to what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So why shouldn't we aser the staff as well? Aser Behana. Amrle, so Rav Nachman said back to him, Ba'inan Zrika Mishtaberes Veleika. The Zrika has to cause a break. Like when you sprinkle the blood separates from each other, the particles separate. Here, when you throw the staff, it all remains as one whole piece, and therefore, it's not a Zrika Mishtaberes. That's why the staff will not be Asur Behana, even though the person who served the idol will be Chayav Misa. That's Rav Nachman's opinion. So now they're going to try to challenge Rav Nachman, and he's going to answer each question, either on his own or through other sources. Elameata Avne Beis Markulis Bame Yeaseru. Well, then, so Rav said to Rav Nachman, hold on a second, if that's the case, the stones of a Beis Markulis, why do the stones become Usser? In other words, you have these three stones, which is the minimal for a Markulis, which are Usser as a Avodah Zarah. Then how do you serve the Markulis? You throw the stones at the Markulis. You throw more stones there, and then you make a big heap. Well, hold on a second. Why should the stones of the Markulis become Usser? In other words, the person who serves the Markulis, fine, they're Chayav Misa. But why should we say that the stones should become Usser? The stones should remain Mutter, because nothing broke. Just like the staff, it didn't break. So Rav Nachman said, Afli didi kashali. You know, the truth is, that also bothered me. U'sha'altil l'rabba baravu, v'rabba baravu l'chiyah barav, v'chiyah barav l'rav. This question was asked by a few people who didn't know the answer, so they finally went to Rav, and Rav said, "Va'amrele naase kemigdal avodas kachavim." It becomes like a heap of avodah zarah. What do you mean? It says, you know why the stones become asur b'hana? Not because they're tikrovis avodah zarah, not because that's how you serve the Markulis, but rather when you throw, the more stones you throw there, it becomes part of the avodah zarah. It becomes avodah zarah mamish. And that's why the stones are usr. But when it comes to, and even though the stones don't break, they're still usr because of avodah zarah mamish. But when it comes to the staff doesn't break, and that's not how you serve the avodah zarah, by breaking it, without breaking it. And therefore, the makal will remain not usr bihana, even though the person who serves it will be chayav misa. So the Rava says back to him, hold on a second. This answer that Rav gave about the stones of the Beis Markulis, that they become Avodah Zarah Mamish, not Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, says as follows, Hanicha l'man da'amar, Avodas kachavim, shel ovid kachavim, asura miyad. This only works according to the man da'amar, we've seen before, which is that when Avodah Zarah is prepared, it's asura right away, without even serving it. Once you prepare the Avodah Zarah, it becomes asura. El man damer asha te'aved, tishdiri tola palcha. But according to the man damer who says that Avodah Zarah is only asur once it's served, but before it's served, it's nothing. There's no hachana. Therefore, you didn't serve. Why didn't you serve it here? Because you're just throwing the rocks. And what are we saying now? We're saying when you throw the rock, you're making it Avodah Zarah. You're not serving it. So if you're just making the Avodah Zarah, then you actually never served Avodah Zarah. So according to that man damer, there's never going to be an Isser of Avodah Zarah in this case of the base of the stones of the Markulis, because he never did anything. So how are we going to answer this question? So Rav Nachman explains, Amarle kol achas v'achas nasis avodas kochavim v'tikroves l'chaverta. He says, no, what happens is it's like a double effect. Every time you throw a rock, the next one creates or enables the earlier rock to become a tikroves for the other one. In other words, when you throw one rock to the existing Markulis, so that rock is Avodah Zarah. When you throw the next rock, that rock becomes a tikroves to the earlier previous rock. That's how you serve it. And then it becomes Avodah Zarah the next time you throw it. So you throw it, it becomes Avodah Zarah, and then you throw it the next one, and it's Tikrova. So it creates this chain reaction where it becomes Avodah Zarah and a Tikrovas. However, says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, Ihachi, says Rava, Basraisa Mia Tishri. The last one will be Mutter. What do you mean the last one will be Mutter? Well, the last one doesn't create a Tikrovas for anybody. It's just Avodah Zarah. There's nothing to make it a Tikrovas. It might make the previous one a tikrovis, but the last one just remains Avodah Zarah Mamish. And therefore the last one should be mutter, but no one ever said that. The last stone of the Markulis would be mutter. So Amr Lay, so he said back to him, E Yadisla Zil Shakla, says Rav Nachman, you're right, it's true, in Echanami, the last one is mutter bihana. And if you know which one of those stones is the last one, then yeah, you can take it, no problem. That's one answer. Rav Ashi gives a different answer, but nevertheless similar to Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi Yamar, Kol achas v'achas nasis tikrovis le'atzma v'tikrovis le'chaverta. Says not only does each stone that is thrown becomes a tikrovis for itself and a tikrovis for its friend. So when you throw it, it causes a double. It's a avodah zarah and a tikrovis at the same time. And it causes its friend, a tikrovis and a avodah zarah at the same time. So therefore, even the last one in that case would be asur bihana as well. Bottom line is, for our purposes, we follow Rav Nachman, who is of the opinion that when it comes to the idol served with the staff, you need zrika mishtaberes. Here, the staff didn't break, it was thrown in front of him. So even though the person who served it will be chayav misa, because that's the derech of how you serve the avodah zarah, nevertheless, the staff does not become asur bihana, because it's not kain zvicha. It's not kain zrika. So now the Gemara is going to challenge Rav Nachman's opinion from a different Mishnah. Tanan, matzah barosho ksus umaos o kelim hareilu mutarim. If a person finds on the top of a markulis clothing or money or vessels, they're mutar. They're not asur behana. Parchile anavim va'ataros shel shibolim v'yenos shmanim usaltos. However, if you find the grapevines or sheaves of grains, Wheats, so, wine, oil, flour, or anything which would generally be served on a mizbeach, those would be asur b'hana. So now the Gemara analyzes this. Bishlema yayin ushmanim usaltos ikakein panim veikakein zrika mishtaberes. I understand wine, flour, and oil. So it's kein panim. Those are things which are served in the Beis HaMikdash or offered in the Beis HaMikdash. And they're also kein zrika mishtaberes. They all can break up. They crumble, and they separate like blood. Ela parchile anavim, but these sheaves of grains or these vines, lokein panim, we don't have anything similar in the Beis HaMikdash that served, but lokein zrika ika. And also, it doesn't break. They remain whole. Lokein zrika mishtaberes. But nevertheless, the Mishnah said they're aser. But according to Rav Nachman, it needs to be Zrika Mishtaberes. And here's not Zrika Mishtaberes, and it's still Usser. How can it be, Rav Nachman? How can you tell me that it's Mutter B'hana because it's not Zrika Mishtaberes? Here you have a case of something which is not Zrika Mishtaberes, and it's still Usser. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Amar Ula, Kegon, Shebatran Mitchil Lekach. And the answer is that these vines or these sheaves of wheat or grains, they were batsran mitchil kach. They were made, they were planted, they were grown for this purpose, for the sake of Avodah Zarah. It wasn't that you changed your mind later, you grew this item, and then you said, you know what, I'm going to use it for Avodah Zarah. It was planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah. And that is why, in this case, they're going to be usher, because that's what its purpose was. Ein hachanami, that if it wasn't planted for this purpose, it would be mutter b'hana because it's not kein zrika mishtaberes. But in this case, we're going to say it's usher because it was done mitzchila lakach. So even though it's not necessarily kein pnim, it's not served away in the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, because it's bashra mitzchila lakach, it's a separate halacha that when you do avodah zara, when you plant something for the sake of Avodah Zarah, that automatically retains its status of Avodah Zarah, whether it's used in the Beis HaMikdash or not, and it will remain Asur Bihana.